Progress doesn't happen without preparation. Those are some of the first words you'll see if you visit the Pender Thurston Education and Community Foundation Fund website. It's the philosophy that has guided this small community in making some big moves. We'll learn more about that from Katie Gutzman and Ray Welsh here in a moment. First, the Transfer Wealth Study shows that over the next 10 years, $402 million is expected to transfer from one generation to the next for Thurston County. If just 5% of the estimated 10-year transfer wealth were to be given to endowments benefiting the county, more than $20 million could be put to work for community and economic development. We began the discussion with Ray asking him about what the fund has achieved over the past few years.
You know, the one that we all point to, it's an obvious example. We just built a community center, in excess of 36,000 square feet. And clearly, when we first identified what we wanted the end project to look like, there was the line of naysayers. I should say, maybe not naysayers, but just people that thought maybe we had dreamt too big. And it's an incredible accomplishment. I mean, the project was nearly a $7 million project. There are no tax dollars involved. We were able to pull that off just with people working hard on solution-based ideas. And then at the end of the day, everybody rolled up their sleeves and contributed financially. But, you know, the list goes on, whether it be our golf course, our ballparks, our healthcare has benefited from community philanthropy time and time again. So I think the accomplishments, sometimes we need to take the time to look in the rearview mirror and actually identify those. And because it does develop a feeling of pride.
Well, of course, our topic today has to do with the 2021 transfer wealth numbers. Katie, we'll stay with you. What was your reaction when you saw some of this data come out when it comes to the transfer of wealth?
It's an incredible amount of money. It really, kind of surprises you when you think about that in the big picture of things, of how much money is transferring, transferring from generation to generation. And the fact that if we could just get a little piece of that, how powerful that could be for the for our community and really the livelihood to continue to attract young families and really smart business people to continue our thriving community and the asset and mindset that we have to get things done. We know that we have to invest in the community and the resources, the people, the activities, the items that we have to offer has to really be strong. So the amount of money that takes is pretty incredible. And just knowing that if we could get a piece of this huge pie that is transferring over the next few generations, that's really such a game changer for what we can do and how we can change this little rural place that we call home and continue to be so proud of.
Can you share with our listeners again, Ray, the legacy that you hope to give through some of your planned gifts?
When we talk about how to give with time and treasure, and we get to see how impactful both are. So people who maybe don't have the capacity financially to give, but they dedicate themselves with their time, that's an incredible gift in itself. Now, when you ask the question of me directly, I've been in business 40 some years. I'm fortunate enough to maybe have some assets to pass on, as we all hope we do. And it's really very simple to turn around and actually put this in practice in our own houses. And I think that we've talked about that often. We've actually received an award from NCF that everyone on our board has included our community in our estate plans. And again, it's easy to do. It's a stroke of a pen. It's just, you're not talking about depriving your families of anything. It's just thinking of our community as another family member.
Katie, I'll toss that same question to you about kind of the legacy you'd like to give through your planned gifts. And to build on that too, what do you say to people who are on the fence about making a charitable planned gift?
I think it starts even just right now, you know, with the actions Ray alluded to, time and treasure. And so, you know, what are those things that I can do while I'm here in this town? Where can I invest my time and that I find is valuable and very in line with what it is that's important to me and the legacy that I want to leave mainly for my kids? So I think about that with the work that we do with the foundation, that it's really important and it gets me really excited to be a part of the board that's really moving things and moving the needle for our small town. But when I think about my planned gift, I really just hope that that the investment in the future of our community, you know, that maybe if my kids do decide someday to come back here, that I'm leaving my mark behind as well as, you know, and making it a place that will continue to be progressive. It will continue to be kind of a standout community in rural Nebraska, and that they'll want to have that opportunity to continue doing that good work of making it a great place to live and call home and raise a family. I really like what Ray said, is that, you know, if we can all do our part, and if you just break it down, I've always wondered what is the appropriate amount to give back to, you know, causes that you believe in. And so this is really a nice, succinct way to think about it, the Five to Thrive initiative with this transfer of wealth. And so just knowing that number, if you take a look at your big picture estate and understanding, okay, what can that look like? What's 5% look like? And that's really giving to a bigger, broader cause and picture. And you still have plenty of leftover to give to your family and make them, you know, have the importance of your legacy as well.
For more information about the Transfer of Wealth campaign, you can visit 5tothriveany.org.